Anya.
Wendy, you remember a time when Dane Neal was exclusive property of our program? Well, now he's branched out. He's got a whole network going now.
The Dane Neal Network.
The Dane Neal Network.
DNN.
What? I got still working on James Earl Jones to do the voiceovers.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's not going to.
Well, how are you, Dane?
I'm doing well. How are you guys
doing?
The
Saturday shows have been really good. I've heard little bits and pieces of each of them.
That's the best way to enjoy them.
Is in small bits and pieces, small doses.
Right, appetizers. Like a tapas kind of show.
Yeah.
Small plates.
Are you having a good time with it? It sounds like you are.
It sounds like it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, it's so much fun and it's really great. A lot of great stories. You know, there's a lot of great stories out there, and having some of those personalities on and sharing some of that stuff. And it's been going, the response has been kind of crazy good, which is really good. So
congrats. We're doing it. And that's Saturday's at
2 p.m. till 4 p.m. on the road.
2 to 4. But if you're listening in bits and pieces like I do, from 2:11 to 2:13, from 2:19 to 2:26,
whatever works for you, right? Yeah. Just like just get in, get out, start early, and then a couple hours later, kind of like Chinese food or Thanksgiving, you'll be hungry again leftovers.
Very, very true. You have brought in an esteemed guest today, and we appreciate that. Who have you brought in?
Well, first off, Chicago is it's a pizza town.
Really? When did that happen?
No, it's true, Wendy.
It's on the Visitor and Tourism Bureau get to the airport. Home of pizza. Yeah. The hot dog down there. And
there's over a dozen different pizza places in the city alone.
Yeah, so it's pizza, hot dogs, maybe political corruption, rampant crime, whatever. But pizza is right near the top. We always think of Chicago pizza as the deep dish kind, and it is. You know, we own that. But so many great pizzas are happening in the Chicagoland area. So in studio, we have Bay Bernasconi. She is from Eataly, and we know Eataly as this great 60,000 square foot marketplace. All sorts of great Italian goods, local artisans, farmer produced
cool
things.
Cool gadgets.
Gadgets, anything you want to do. But in the corner, in addition to the bakery and the cheese making factory and the brewery, they have this great Neapolitan pizza ovens, these two wood fired ovens that are in the corner, and they are making some great Neapolitan pizza. And Bay is here to talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Do us a quick favor. Define for people who are not aware, because I'm not 100% sure myself, what makes a pizza Neapolitan pizza? What's the difference?
So pizza that was born in Naples has to follow a lot of different rules.
Yeah.
Italians are not really flexible with their pizza. It has to be... it has to rise for 24 hours. It is cooked in this wood-burning oven that Dane was referring to.
Mm-hmm.
It only cooks for 90 seconds, which is like the craziest thing. Like, I thought it cooked for much longer when I started thinking about pizza.
90 seconds,
only
that's
90
how hot
seconds.
It is,
that's
right?
How, that's
900
how you
degrees,
get the
right?
charred so. And the airy crust.
Yeah.
It's because of how quick it cooks.
Yeah.
And the center is elastic. Actually, I see you're enjoying
oh,
a piece.
Oh, totally.
So
yeah?
good.
Best tasting elastic I've ever had.
Yeah, and so this is like the classic Neapolitan style pizza, but we recently added the three new styles of pizza just to make it more fun. And we have one that is we call rustica, which is kind of like whole wheat. It's cooked for 30 minutes, not only 90 seconds, so a little longer. And instead of in a wood-burning oven, it's in a coal-fire oven.
What's the difference?
The temperature is lower. So instead of 900 degrees, it's only 600.
And how long does that take instead of 90 seconds?
3 minutes.
Only 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Good golly.
Then we added a moderna dough, which is really similar to the classica, but it cooks in the same oven of the rustica. So it cooks for a longer period of time. So it cooks more in the middle. So it's going to be a little different as far as texture.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the flavor is similar enough. And then we have the leggera, which actually Dane chose for his special.
Oh. Yes. What?
Oh.
Which is...
Well, now this is important because it is a gluten-friendly. There are a lot of people out there concerned about that as far as...
What's the difference between gluten-friendly and gluten-free?
Well, it's not gluten-free, but if you don't have the most serious, I think, aversion to that kind of thing, whether it's those...
So the dough itself, it is gluten-free. The problem is our pizza maker is not gluten-free.
Oh.
Our store is not gluten-free. So we can't really take the risk of having someone with celiac disease eat that pizza, but if you're avoiding gluten, if you're intolerant, it's perfect.
Like,
it doesn't touch it, but, there is cross-contamination. That's the only thing that makes it not 100% gluten-free.
And oftentimes, and they've gotten better over the years, just in general, in society, products in order trying to make them better tasting. But it has always been sort of a compromise, right? When you want to go gluten-free, you're going to get something.
Yeah.
It's going to allow you to have that basic dish, but it's not going to taste as good, most likely, even though, but you'll be able to avoid some of those problems. And this one, this dough is as good as it gets. If you did not know, you would not know, and you would enjoy it just the same. And I hope people will.
Yeah.
I'm going to taste the difference. What toppings did you put on it?
Well, wait a minute.
Oh.
Before you taste. Okay, so she mentioned some of these, the other pizzas that they have and the other doughs, and they are great. If you want to run through a couple of the regular ones that you guys have.
Regular pizzas we serve?
The ones that we've got here?
Yeah, so we have the regular margherita pizza, like the most popular, most common, with tomatoes from San Marzano, mm-hmm. mozzarella from the Bufala. So we noticed that everyone is really sensitive to where their meat comes from, where their seafood comes from. But then when it's about pizza, they're like, oh, I'm just hungry, I'm going to eat some
right.
pizza, you know? But we want people to be more sensitive to what the ingredients are.
We can tell by your accent, you're from downstate Illinois. How did you learn to make this, all these different pizzas?
I'm actually from Lake Como. In the north of Italy.
And this is a family tradition that's passed on for centuries, right? Is that what usually goes on with that?
Yes. Especially like the guys that I didn't actually make this pizza, but the guys that did make has been doing it for generations.
And the recipes rarely, if ever, change, right? They figure it out and they go with it for as long as they can.
If it's not broke, then don't
Why
fix
would
it
you fix
for
it?
Centuries.
Right.
What we've done then, Bill, I think you've led up to it, is we've just decided to go ahead and break it.
Yeah.
So we were tasked with, and when I first found out that I was going to be one of the guest pizzaiolos over there, I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to get in, help out, make some pizzas. You know, they need some help over there, you know, just basic labor.
Yeah.
And when I got in there, I was tasked with working with their chefs and creating a signature pizza, something new and different, that people would, here's the thing, would also enjoy. So it had to taste good.
Yes.
But then it also couldn't be something that they already had on the menu. And Bill, you mentioned hundreds of years to prep. You can come up with all the best taste combinations.
You would think.
You can't just throw some pepperoni, you know, a little bit of cheese on there.
No, you're good
to go.
Already been done.
Right. So I had to come up with something different. A little special, but also something, you know, that people would like.
Did you come up with?
This is the pizza d'Entanamo.
D'Entanamo.
Yeah. Now, if we all remember back, and I think it was debuted here on the Bill and Wendy Show, which most good things are, is if you remember, I did a collaboration with the Do Right Donut folks. And
we
created the d'Entanamo German chocolate cake donut.
It was fantastic.
Which, and you were not alone, Wendy, because it went on to become the all-time greatest collaboration in history. And this is another Lake Como resident. George Clooney did a collaboration.
Yeah.
Duff Goldman, Fitz and the Tantrums, a bunch of different people. But the humble and just generally friendly d'Entanamo German chocolate cake donut was extended 4 times, so the greatest one in the history.
That's excellent.
Right. So following on that, just like you would with George Foreman, you'd want him to collaborate on whatever. So I was approached, and so we've got the pizza d'Entanamo. Here's what makes it different. So it's got that crust, the gluten-friendly crust that you've got there.
Yeah.
It's got black truffle cream. There's some mushrooms in there
that
as well.
Sounds good.
Spicy salami, kind of, and don't think salami just in the circle form, kind of sliced in sort of the kind of a prosciutto way.
Yeah.
Buffalo mozzarella topped with fresh arugula and green Cerignola olives on Italy, again, gluten-friendly pizza dough. So it's one of those things where you've got a little bit of the salt from the green olives, but they're the nice, firm green olives, not like the ones that you'd normally see in the jar in your refrigerator with the pimento. And then you've got the salami, a little bit of spicy salami for that kick. And then instead of a red sauce, it's got that cream sauce on it with the mushrooms.
You
tried this?
Not yet. I haven't.
Not yet? All right.
Yeah.
Now,
your taste buds are in for a treat.
I'll try it right now.
It's amazing.
Right. Yeah.
Here's the good sign, because I thought about, here's all the things that I like, and here's things that wouldn't be too weird. Now, if I could have thrown, let's say, lobster on it,
that would be
sure,
all right.
We would have done that, right? Yeah. That would make people like it even more.
Yeah.
But the chef himself had one. I forced him to try it. And you're watching him knowing that he's obligated to be polite,
right?
And say something along the lines of, well, you can't really screw up a pizza. Mm. But instead, he ate it, and then he ate another piece, and then he ate another piece too.
Oh, no.
So I only got to go home with one to have the kids test.
So there's something addictive, obviously, in this pizza. You've put something in there that's contraband.
And I'm glad you mentioned it, Bill, because I want to make it clear to people that all those normal addictive things out there, whether it's gambling or crystal meth, are not included in this pizza.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm shocked.
But what a nice marriage of flavors, because you are...
See, this is, I think, asterisk and then nice marriage of flavors. Wendy Snyder is going to go on the brochure for this.
I'll do it, because first of all, I love salami. I like salami better than pepperoni. It is the best Italian meat in my world. But it's just a whole party in your mouth kind of thing.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
I mean, it all comes together. Bill, you enjoy
it? Yeah, I like it. It's a great blend of flavors.
It's a marriage, would you say?
It's
like a long-term marriage, not the 50% that end in...
living together. Not so much a marriage.
Oh, I'd say marriage.
You would say marriage?
I'd say 50-year golden anniversary marriage.
Oh, that's serious.
Bill, can I at least get an exciting cohabitation of flavors?
Heavens, it's tasty. says WGN's Phil F. It's really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
And so,
I like it too. I like it too.
Yeah, and you're a pro. We're just Wendy and I are amateurs. You're a professional.
So coming up on Thursday, April 20th, 6 to 9 p.m., I'll be there in person along with their chef. So there'll be some, you know, some guidance on the chaperone side.
Yeah.
Making the pizzas, making the Pizza d'Antonimo over at Eataly. And we'll be doing it for charity as well. So of all the pizzas that are, and you can enjoy it yourself, so you don't just have to listen to us talk about that. We like it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
You can get in there. You can try it yourself. $18 is what the pizzas cost. I think they all cost that much, right?
The or special ones, yes. On the menu, we have a price range from like 15 on.
So. Yeah. Up into the thousands.
And in no, case you it only has like 20.
Oh, all right.
Okay, so mine's reasonable.
Yeah.
And for every pizza that is bought, and Eataly will be open, so it's open to all the people that are in Eataly, not just people that we would lure in through our conversations,
yeah.
is $10 for every pizza is going to go to the West Suburban Community Pantry.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
What date is this?
This is April 20th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'll be there. And I'll be making the Pizza d'Antonimo, and $10 from every one of those pizzas that gets sold is going to go to support the stuff at the West Suburban Community Pantry. We'll talk with the executive director of that after the break, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You guys are of course invited.
Oh well, thank you, Dane. That's very nice. You need to copyright that Pizza d'Antonimo thing before that guy from Jimmy John's jumps on.
You shouldn't say it because now you say Honest it. All John's those or, guys from Jimmy John's are like, oh,
not
note,
Jimmy
note
John's.
To
What's
self?
The pizza place that's like that? Something John's. Papa John's?
Papa John's.
That guy, he'll steal it right out from under you.
The pizza sub from Jimmy John's. Yeah. The d'Antonimo sub.
Now we're talking. Well, it's delicious. I mean, everything that you guys do over there at Eataly is delicious, Eataly, so I'm not surprised in the least. But boy, is that good, Dane. You have a future as a pizza chef in your...
I do not.
You
maybe,
do not.
Just as maybe a licensing, you know, just so you can get in. But of course, these products have to be vetted. So if you have a great product out there that you think needs a weird name,
talk to Dane Neal.
Just talk to me.
I never had salami on a pizza before, and I
will
ask for it now. It's way better than pepperoni, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, see, here's some of the thought process was you wanted to have, it's going to be a little bit of salt, and obviously with the
green olive,
it's going to be a little bit of salt. So instead of the red sauce going with the white sauce there, was one of those things. And then the arugula gives, I think, maybe the false perception of nutrition.
Yes. Right? That's exactly what it does. I'm eating healthy. There's arugula on my
pizza.
But
you got a little bitter in that.
Yeah.
A little salty in the olives and the salami, a little sweet in the truffle oil.
You're
it's
covering
really,
all the food groups.
You want to know a fun fact about pepperoni?
Yes.
In Italy, they don't really, really exist. Like, we have salami.
What?
But the word pepperoni means peppers. So every time we come to the U.S., you're like, oh, peppers on pizza? Like, why are they doing that?
Right.
And it's actually, it's like the biggest mistake we make after ordering a whole deep dish each. Like, that's the
My whole
mistake.
Life is a lie.
Well, Bill, I know what
Sorry,
you're thinking.
Bill.
You're thinking how, you know, everybody can't be, you know, us, you guys eating
right.
it. And, of course, everybody can't be, you know, me creating a pizza.
Right.
But they've got a pizza program over there because think about it. If you could find a way to make a really great pizza with fresh ingredients in 90 seconds or 3 minutes, let's do that all day for the family. So, Bay, you guys have a hands-on pizza program, right, where you're teaching even kids.
Things going on all the time. We have classes on Mondays and Wednesdays. You get to make your own pizza, eat it, learn like all the secrets from our pizzaiolo, pizza maker.
Nice.
Pizzaiolo,
yeah. On Wednesdays, we have this fun thing. You can order all the pizza you want and just pay $22. Like, you can sit
what
down
day
and
is
just
that?
Stay there. Wednesdays.
Wow.
Every Wednesday.
That's
all
today.
Day.
I got to go. Can't stay.
Then on Sundays, we do something for the kids. So we sell for $9 kids fun-shaped pizzas. So there's like a bunny.
When Bay first told me about that, and we always remember the great line from Raising Arizona, you know, well, what shapes are funny? Does this blow up into funny shapes?
Mm-hmm.
Is round funny? So I was wondering, like, what shapes do...
We have a bunny. We have
for
a
Easter.
Heart. We have a butterfly.
Oh.
And a, like a goldfish looking thing.
All of those are fun.
Yeah.
There's not a non-fun shape in the bunch. All right.
Even around
the
is
most
fun.
Important events we have are the ones in which we invite great people like Dane. And
d'Antonimo.
d'Antonimo.
Or like Bocephus, right? Well, no, think about this. And this is true. And it's good that you mentioned that. So, I'm not the only one. They're doing this program where they're bringing in some people. And so people like Steve Dolinsky or Kat Doria from Check Please, like they've gotten in there, some notable chefs, you know, Sarah Grunberg and some others. And then me. So
that's excellent. Yep. All right, we must take a break. Stick around. We have more ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Laffitt, it's Wendy Snyder. Dane Neal is here. We're talking pizza. Bea Berasconi is here from Eataly, one of the premier. I'm telling you, if you're downtown and you love Italian food, you must go to Eataly. There's no choice. It's just that good. You talked about there's a very nice charity angle to everything you're doing, Dane, and we want to discuss that a little further with
everything
you.
In general and on this day as well. So yes. April 20th, coming up 6 till 9, I'll be making this pizza, and I'm sure people will want to just eat and enjoy it as you guys have. For whatever reason, for their own selfish pleasure. And there's yes. nothing wrong with that. But if there can be a side effect that doesn't include any kind of problems with gluten, right, Bay? Mm-hmm. But then also a charity that can be supported, a good cause that can be helped. I think you're ahead of the game. And so it's the West Suburban Community Pantry. They are out there in, I'm pretty sure it's either, I think it's Woodridge, I think is where they are, or Lyle or something. But they work the entire area out there, so many different suburbs and so many different areas. It's the second largest community food pantry in the state of Illinois. So they're doing great stuff. And every year they have this Chef's Culinary Challenge, and I helped to kind of form it in the beginning. And then it's been like 5 years and helped to MC it a bunch of times since then. They do some great work. So it's great to help them. And I think we've got, is it Laura Coyle? She's the executive director online. Hey, Laura, how are you doing?
Hi, Dane. How are you? Thank you so much for welcoming me on the show today.
Well, say hi to Bill and Wendy. They're really the hi, ones Laura. Welcoming you.
Hi, Bill and Wendy. Thanks so much for having me on. Dane has been really wonderful in supporting our organization. He's absolutely right. We're located in Woodridge, and we serve the western suburbs with food and resources for people in need.
And there are more people in need than we'd like to believe.
That is correct. Last year, we served about 36,000 people in this area, and about one-third of the people we serve are children. So really, you know, vulnerable populations out here that are in need of both food and then also other assistance to kind of help them get through their days and for a lot of working adults to get back on their feet. So we really appreciate the support and hope a lot of people come out to Eataly next week and join Dane in helping support our cause.
And you think about this, too. You mentioned that there's people that may not be on the radar screen as those that are food insecure, but you guys are doing stuff. People think about these situations around Christmas time or Thanksgiving or some of those food holidays, but I'm sure you're working all year long.
Yeah, absolutely. We do our work year-round, and what people don't think about a lot of times are times like something as simple as spring break for kids. Many children get their only meal a day during the week at school. So when school is out over spring break or over the summer, that's a really important time for those families to be able to find a food pantry and meet the needs of not only the parents but the children. We also serve a lot of senior citizens, and that's a really obviously very vulnerable population as well. So they come to the pantry, or we actually deliver meals to senior citizens in need.
Well, we know that we'll hope to see you guys and some extra people and people that support what it is that you're doing out there on the 20th. But before we let you go, if you want to give the website out or information so people can get on board and see what you guys are doing all the time.
That would be fantastic. Thank you so much. It's the West Suburban Community Pantry, and our website is wcpinc.org, or you can just Google West Suburban Community Pantry to learn more about what we do. And thank you again. We're looking forward to next Thursday.
Thanks, Laura. Really appreciate it. Again, that website is wcpinc.org for more information. Thanks, Laura. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Dane, thank you. Bea, thank you. The food is outstanding.
Abbondanza.
Yeah, as Wendy said, abbondanza.
Bea asked, like, how do you pronounce it? I'm like, it's the Dentanamo.
Yeah, that's how it's said. That's it exactly. Thanks, guys.
Grazie,
really appreciate
grazie.
That. Grazie, grazie. We'll take a quick break and then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.